This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Congress had a big idea in the last farm bill, the massive package of funding enacted just over a year ago. The push was to get farmers off of direct government payments, and instead they would tie subsidies to crop prices, and that would save taxpayers money. Well, it turns out crop prices are tied to Mother Nature, which can be fickle, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Washington lobbyists and think tank types are tearing apart the farm bill, trying to figure out how far off Congress was in budgeting for the new subsidies. Vince Smith is an economist at the American Enterprise Institute and Montana State University.
For major crops like corn, we would expect payments to be double what they expected, $6.5 billion.
Farmers used to get the same direct payment every year. Now they're offered a choice of two subsidies. One kicks in when their revenues per acre drop. The other is tied to crop prices. If the price of, say, corn falls below a target, the government makes up the difference. But critics like Scott Faber of the Environmental Working Group say the targets were set too high. Prices are falling more than Congress expected and don't have to fall much for the subsidies to kick in.
They look like a safety net, even though they're more like a trampoline, you know, when you really stop and think about it.
Plenty of people in Washington have been thinking about it, but the Capitol can be something of a bubble. I wanted to break through the bubble and hear from someone who's actually living with the new subsidies.
Just a mid-sized tractor that will...
I'm on Rob Ewalt's farm in eastern Iowa. We go into his repair shop.
We grow corn and soybeans. We grow alfalfa and grass, alfalfa hay, and also kids.
Ewalt is a father of two. He thinks taxpayers will actually save money under the new subsidy system. Before, he got a government payment even if he was selling his corn at record prices.
I think this will be a little bit more fair for the taxpayer because the money's going to come when we are in pretty tough shape, when we need it.
Ewalt says most farmers are independent, don't like taking the subsidies, but need them to get through the tough times. In Davenport, Iowa, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.